With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Rural areas of Wisconsin typically rely on volunteers to staff their EMS and fire departments. That can translate to longer wait times for patients. The towns of Manitowish Waters, Boulder Junction, Presque Isle, and Winchester in Vilas County used to rely on volunteers. Now they're collaborating in a first-of-its-kind way to solve that problem. Jason Joling, chief of the Northwoods EMS District, talked about the challenges of a volunteer-based organization.
You're hoping on people that are working full-time jobs and they have families and, are they available?
Now, since 2025, they've had a fully funded and functioning EMS staff.
14 full-time benefited employees, and then we have a handful of part-time.
Joling says response times have improved.
Big thing with the district is now instead of people having to drive to the station, we have people here. So our goal is that over 90% of the time that our crew is out the door responding to the call within 90 seconds of receiving the call.
The district has dropped their wait time from around 40 minutes to an average of just 13 minutes. The Rural EMS Outreach Program at the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health assisted with the planning needed to put the program together. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin's two elk herds are seeing ongoing growth. The state has the Northern Elk Zone in the Clam Lake area and the Central Elk Zone in the Black River vicinity. DNR wildlife biologist Josh Spiegel updated the Natural Resources Board recently on the status of the herds.
Within the Northern Elk Management Zone, we are projecting a population estimate of about 383 elk post-calving 2026. So after calves are born, we expect to have about 380, a little more than that, elk on the ground. Within the Central Elk Management Zone, we have about 223 elk to be projected.
Spiegel says there is a minimum size target for the herds.
We've identified through our carrying capacity and our habitat types that within the northern herd, we'd like to get to at least 650 animals, and within our central herd, about 220. That's kind of the minimum benchmark. So until we hit those points, which the northern herd is still growing to, and our central herd is right about at, we'll be looking to increase those herds.
Social considerations are the main basis for the targets, as the land would be able to support more elk than that. Between the two zones, 20 elk will be made available for hunters for the 2026 season, which begins in October. 15 were harvested last year. Typically, around 25,000 people pay the $10 fee to apply for an elk license. 70% of the money raised goes back to elk management, monitoring, and research. The school district of Tomahawk last week took a step toward establishing a social worker position within the district. During its meeting June 9th, the School District of Tomahawk Board of Education voted to accept a grant from the Lincoln County Opioid Task Force. The grant dollars would be allocated to bringing a social worker into the district staff. The grant funding comes from Lincoln County's share of a national legal settlement with major drug companies over the widespread damage caused by opioid misuse. During the meeting, the School District of Tomahawk's administrator, Wendell Quisenberry, said one of the challenges the district has faced is being on the same page with Child Protective Services. He feels there is significant need throughout the student population for different county resources and says the needs continue to grow in that area. The task force will collaborate with Lincoln County Corporation Council on drafting a contractual agreement. The district will work to officially create the social worker position ahead of the upcoming hiring process. This story is courtesy of the Tomahawk Leader. The severe storms and flooding that hit Wisconsin in April are estimated to have caused more than $27 million in damage. Since 1990, there have been five floods in the state, with losses exceeding $1 billion. Climate change is leading to heavier rainfall and increased flood risks across the country. Dr. Carrie Cook is a climate professor at the University of Texas at Austin. She says as climate change warms the atmosphere, it can hold more moisture. That gives storms more fuel, increasing the extreme rain events we see in the U.S. She says a common misconception is that means communities will see more rain overall, when really some places are seeing less. Instead, she says rain is falling in shorter, heavier bursts. It leaves little warning before a flood hits.
The crucial aspect is getting that communication out to the public. And especially in the next stage, when you have an emergency that you might only have an hour or two's notice of very extreme flooding coming to you.
Dr. Cook encourages communities to advocate for stronger warning systems like text alerts, emails, or sirens like those used for tornadoes. A federal judge has refused to overturn a Wisconsin judge's obstruction conviction for helping a man evade immigration officers who showed up at a courtroom looking to detain him. The case against Hannah Dugan, who resigned from the Milwaukee County Circuit Court following her conviction, was an early test of how the courts would respond to President Donald Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman postponed Dugan's sentencing June 3rd to consider arguments about whether he should overturn her conviction, but Edelman said in his ruling Tuesday that Dugan's conviction would stand. President Donald Trump's attorney for the 2020 campaign in Wisconsin and two former aides have all pleaded not guilty to felony forgery charges for their roles in a fake elector scheme designed to overturn Trump's loss in the swing state. Jim Troupas, a former judge who was a Trump Wisconsin campaign attorney, Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, and Ken Chesbro, a former Trump legal advisor, all entered the pleas in Dane County Circuit Court on Tuesday. The Wisconsin fake electors case is moving forward even as others in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have faltered. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.